choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer at 7 p.m. The church is located at 121 Southwest Kester Drive in Port St. Lucie, just off of Darwin Boulevard. For more information, call 336-3908. Let us be your church home on your way to your heavenly home. That number again, 336-3908.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Spirit of a Reformer, Becoming a Reformer, Part 4. If you got your Bibles this morning, open them up to Acts chapter 20, and we're going to begin in verse 17. Verse 17, "From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. When they had come to him, he said to them, 'You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back from nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that the chains and the tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability to preach and teach this morning. Lord, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive. Put me on like a coat. Wear me today, God. Give me entrance into every man and woman's heart within the sound of my voice. God, let me preach, God, the oracles of your word this morning. Let it change us from the inside out. Let truth be revealed and cause us, God, to grow more in you. I thank you for new levels of living, new dimensions, higher places, higher purposes, destinies being revealed, and your power moving on our hearts today. And I proclaim it in the name of Jesus. If you believe that this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to wrap this series up by talking about what it means to have the spirit of becoming a reformer, to really become a reformational people. Now, I know that's not a word that you'll find in Webster's. I kind of made it up, reformational. But I want us to understand that God wants us to be people that are people of reform, reformation. Amen. What does it mean for me to be a reformer in my own personal life? What does it mean for me to become a reformer in my own family life, to become a reformer in the place that I work, in the career that I have? See, listen to me. There are some people in this room today. You are a transitional person. Not all of us are, but there are many people in this room this morning. You're a transitional person. You are catalytic. You're an individual that shifts a family from a place of dysfunction and a place of discord, a place of degradation, into a whole new way of living. God uses you in the culture, and He uses you in your family, He uses you in your place of business to change things. You are a change agent, amen? Some of you are the only people in your family that's ever been saved. You're the only one that's shining a light in your family. You've changed the lineage of your family forever. You know, we all in the curses in the charismatic churches, we talk about the curses. You know, that He visits the curses of our fathers to the third and the fourth generation. But did you know that also in the same passage of Scripture, it says that He visits the blessing to the thousandth generation? That means that a thousand generations, oh, come on, somebody, shout. A thousand generations after you, they're still being blessed because of you. Amen. That means that when you stepped into the kingdom as an individual, you release something in your family that's going to live on a long time after you've already been under the ground. Come on, somebody. You've changed the lineage of your bloodline. You've put a little bit of Jesus in it, and they're going to keep on winning it down through the line, down through the ages. You release the possibility of a lineage that walks in the blessings of God, because God wants to put blessing and favor on your lineage. Somebody ought to praise the Lord this morning. Amen. And listen, when you learn to live that in everyday life, and you learn to live that everywhere you go, whether it's in your family or whether it's in your workplace or your living room or your dining room, God causes that to be transferred from generation to generation. I want to talk to you about a few things this morning. I want to share a few things that are going to be strategic if that's going to happen in your life. Because God wants us to have strategies when it comes to being a reformer. Amen. Listen to me very carefully. My greatest challenge today as an individual is not between who I am and who I used to be. Huh? That's not the arena of my struggle this morning. For most of you in this room today, the real battle of your life is not over going back to where you came from. Amen? The enemy really couldn't take most of us back to the sin, to the disobedience, to the ungodliness. So if the battle of my life is not who I am and who I used to be, then what's the battle of my life? The real struggle of my life is between who I am and who I can be. Amen. How many of you recognize this morning that you are not what you used to be? Amen. Somebody slap somebody high five and say, thank God you're not what you used to be. You're not what you used to be. How many also recognize that you're not everything that you can be? Right. Touch somebody and say, you got a long way to go, baby. So we aren't what we used to be, but we also are not what we can be. So that means we are in the process of becoming. You're becoming something every day. Amen. We're becoming everything that He wants us to be, so that at every point in my life, once I begin to walk with Christ, my real challenge is not to worry about what I used to be and try to deny what I used to be, try to cover up what I used to be, try to pretend like it never happened, try to arrange it like it so it can look a little bit better so nobody won't think bad about me. Because how many of you understand, God always deals with my past redemptively. There's a redemption plan in place to deal with who I used to be. So I don't have to be who I used to be. I ain't got to pretend. I didn't come from those side of the tracks. It's okay if that's where you came from, because you've been redeemed. Touch somebody and say, I'm redeemed. How many of you know this morning, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you did, who you did it with. It doesn't matter how ugly your story was or how clean your story was. He always deals with our past redemptively. He deals with it. It's called redemption. He handled it. He took care of it. He settled the score. He paid the debt. That's the reason to shout. Hallelujah. Some of us in this room, we've been delivered from some very ugly things, some very hideous things, some stuff we don't like to talk about. We've got some stuff in our past that we just soon would stay in the past. Don't bring it up. Why not? Other folks in this room have been delivered from religion. Yes. Oh, now, come on. It's true. How many of you understand this morning that getting delivered from religion can be harder than getting delivered from crack? Because when you got religion, you've been vaccinated just enough with the spirit so you don't have to really catch the real thing, and you can just get by looking like you're playing the part. And you can sit in church for 20 years just pretending like it. So what God has to do is He has to begin to deal with us. He has to begin to straighten us out a little bit. Amen? Watch this very closely. He begins to deal in our life and brings us on a journey to becoming. Becoming. Everything that He wants us to be. Because this, and I've taught on this many times, between the promise and the performance of the promise, there is always this thing in life called the process. Somebody say the process. And he begins to put us on this journey of becoming, so that my struggle now is not over his redemptive plan for me, not over what he's done for me. My real struggle is over manifesting the prophetic promise of my life, of seeing the dream come true, of seeing the promise come to pass. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Why? Because he deals with my past redemptively, but he deals with my future prophetically. There's a word over my life. There's a word over your life. There are some things about my life only God knows. I don't know. You don't know. They don't know. Nobody else knows. Only God knows. It's the same for you. Amen. There are people in this room, God will use you to do things that nobody in this room ever dreamed would be possible, that they never think you could do it. Only the Lord knew that you could do it. Only God knows. Amen. Come on, help me now. If somebody had told me 15 years ago that we'd have this place, we'd have a school, we'd have a youth center, we'd have a preschool, we'd have a summer camp, we'd be on the radio all across South Florida, I would have said to them, thank you for that word. That's very nice. I love that kind of word. And I would just begin to trust God for it. But I would not know how I would have gotten here until I look back. I wouldn't know the strategic plan that God set before me to get me to where I am today. That's why we got to walk in faith. Amen. How many of you understand that he brought me to this place of completion, this moment of time in my life right now? But yet there is an internal struggle. There's a fight for me to move on to the next level. There's a fight for me to move on to the next thing that God has for me. Because he didn't call me to be complacent. He didn't call me to stay where I'm at. Amen. So one of the problems for us is we come to an arena of relative success where we're moving just in the right direction. Things seem to be looking pretty good. Where we've gotten free from all the stuff that used to cause us all the problems. And our life begins to take on this wonderful atmosphere of peace. And we begin to stagnate at the place of success. Well, I got here. I finally arrived. Can I just tell you, you ain't finally arrived until you hear these words. Well done, good and faithful servant. Come on, you haven't arrived yet. You're in the process of arriving. You're in the process of becoming. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you realized and lived long enough to find out that it's possible to begin to become paralyzed and complacent while you're serving God? Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? Anybody been a Christian long enough where you understand that sometimes it just gets routine? Where you come to the point that it's just the routine of your life and everything in church becomes so predictable that you do what you do without ever even having to think about it. It's like sometimes when you drive home from work, you're on autopilot. Next thing you know, you're pulling the driveway and you go, how did I get here? Come on, somebody. Amen. Ooh, Jesus, watch this. There are churches that you don't even have to tell them what to do at certain times. They just do it automatically because they're in some kind of a routine, and they just automatically do it. Happens every Sunday morning, huh? Some churches in America, they just finish a song, and everybody automatically claps, whether there's nothing to clap about or not. It could have been the worst song. The guitar could have broke. The guy could have went off key. The drums could have busted. Half the people don't show up on the worship team. We finish singing a song. Everybody lifts their hands and shouts and says, hallelujah, glory to God, and then we sit down.
Not me.
Come on, there's charismatic churches that have developed all kinds of routines like that. And what happens is we get in the routine of church sometimes, and our brain begins to disengage because we no longer think about what we're doing. We're just doing what we're doing because it's become a routine. It's become routine. Well, it's time to take up the offering. It's time to let the kids go. It's time to hear the word. It's time to go eat. It's time to take a nap. And we do this because we have stagnated at a place where we've had some success.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555.